Baby formula recalled. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Parents are warned to check the label before making that next bottle.
Similac, Elementum, and Elicare powdered baby formulas are getting recalled after four infants got sick. The three infant formulas are being investigated by the Food and Drug Administration after consumer complaints said they were tainted with salmonella and chronobacter. The FDA says do not use the products if they have a code on the container of K8, SH, or Z2, and the expiration date is April 2022 or later. The products were made at a plant in Michigan and shipped across the U.S.
Fox's Jill Nato. Heightened tensions in Ukraine after a preschool is hit with artillery fire, which observers say was likely fired by Russian-backed separatists, possibly as a pretext for a Russian invasion. Secretary of State Antony Blinken warning the United Nations Security Council Thursday about the Russian troops near Ukraine's borders.
Our information indicates clearly that these forces, including ground troops, aircraft, ships, are preparing to launch an attack against Ukraine in the coming days.
Russia has also expelled an American diplomat from Moscow. A New York State judge has refused to quash a subpoena for former President Donald Trump and two of his children to sit for depositions by the New York Attorney General's office in a probe of the Trump Organization's business dealings. An appeal is expected. Attorney Michael Sussman asking a federal court to dismiss a grand jury indictment against him from the Durham probe.
The government's accusing Sussman of lying to the FBI for not disclosing that he was advising Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign when he was discussing what he was describing as suspicious links between then-candidate Donald Trump and Russia. In the filing, Sussman's lawyer said that this was a case of extraordinary prosecutorial overreach.
Fox's Mark Meredith. Sussman's trial scheduled to begin in May. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
California's Governor Gavin Newsom announcing Thursday he's ordering preparations for the endemic phase of the coronavirus outbreak.
The governor talked about moving forward, learning from the past 2 years about the COVID virus, and talking about what they can do to be more prepared going forward. For example, establishing a new rapid assessment and action unit that can react with resources should there be an outbreak in a particular area, combating misinformation about the threat the virus poses as we move into this next phase.
Bill Schumann of Fox 11 in Los Angeles. The Senate has sent President Biden a bill averting a weekend government shutdown. The measure will keep federal agencies afloat through March 11th. Congressional leaders hope that will provide enough time for negotiators to reach a spending deal that would last into the fall. Federal spending authority would have expired Saturday. Sentencing is set in Minneapolis Friday for former Brooklyn Center Minnesota police officer Kim Potter, convicted of involuntary manslaughter in the shooting death of motorist Dante Wright. Prosecutors had said they'd seek the maximum, now say they would entertain a motion for Potter to serve only a year in jail plus probation and other conditions. Potter had testified she only meant to tase Wright during a traffic stop but grabbed her gun by accident. An accused American spy is expected to plead guilty on Friday.
The wife of a Navy nuclear engineer charged with trying to sell submarine secrets to a foreign government appears poised to plead guilty. A plea hearing for Diana Toby has been scheduled for Friday morning in federal court. Toby's husband, Jonathan, pleaded guilty Monday. He admitted selling information about Virginia-class submarines to someone he thought was a representative of a foreign government, but was an undercover FBI agent. Diana Toby is charged with acting as a lookout. They were both arrested in October. They could face 12 to 17 years in prison. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Wall Street Thursday, the Dow with its worst day of the year, dropping 622 points. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.